In the electric age, or especially in the age of television, the image of the man at the top has taken on a new character. And image is much more important than policies. The acceptability of an image at the top is everything. If it isn't acceptable, that means that people relating to that image are unable to involve themselves seriously or with any sense of loyalty or commitment. And so Nixon's image was wrong, had been wrong right from the beginning. He has a very private face. He has a very private face, which is very ill-suited to putting on a public. What he needed was a more corporate image. Trudeau has a wonderful corporate face that is all things to all people. And Nixon's very private photographic face alienates most people. It's so specialized. He's the ultimate Horatio Alger type, the boy who really made it, and as a specialist in this kind of politics. But the new kind of image at the top must be a generalist, a comprehensive, relaxed, and sympathetic person. And Nixon hadn't any of those qualities.